Wildlife biologist is with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roblin. Byron Buckley, Senior Wildlife Biologist, Rapid City Office. I think I forgot to do that yesterday. Sorry. I'm going to talk to y'all about the recent elk herd composition surveys that we've done. Before I jump into that, I want to acknowledge that the majority of these surveys were done by hardworking wildlife biologists and GF&P staff, and so the lion's share of the joy comes from doing those. And so I just want to recognize those biologists that go out and do this. Those are long days and early mornings. So just to kind of give a brief background, the objective is to have about 6,000 to 8,000 individuals in the Black Hills, 500 to 600 individuals in Custer State Park. We're trying to manage the populations for a high number of older bulls, so about 60% of the population needs to be about 4+. And to have a hunter success for the any elk firearm, at about 75% of a minimum of a 75%. And so to reach those management objectives, we can allocate tags as needed, can increase or decrease. Oh, that's still, didn't pull up. Okay. So in August, we do our elk herd composition. So it's pre-season, so pre-hunting season. And these are random observations across the Black Hills and Custer State Park. And so they're done throughout the month of August. And we're looking at individuals that are calves, cow, or bulls. And we're looking for sex ratio and age ratio, so your calf to cow or your bull to cow ratio. So this year we saw just over 2,000 individuals. The vast majority were cows, followed by calves, and then bulls. And you can see in the bottom left there of where the majority of the individuals were sighted in H3 and H2 and in Custer State Park. So with that, with those observations, we are able to calculate an age ratio. And so this year was really good. We were actually above the 10-year average, so about 53 calves per 100 cows. So this year recruitment was really good. And so we take those numbers, and we haven't run the numbers yet because we want to do our fall or our late winter helicopter surveys, but this is the information that we have done for the population over the last year. And in the last, since 2020 and since earlier than that, we've noticed the population increase. And in 2022, there was a tag allocation increase. And so we kind of plateaued the population out at around the middle portion of where our objective is, so around the 7,000 mark. And so each one of the red dots there are the years that we have flown the late winter surveys. And each one of the blue dots is the information that we can predict or our projection models that we use to kind of keep an idea as to where the population is going. And so you can see in 2022, the population kind of plateaued out with the increase in license allocations. And this 2024 is just a projection that we've done. We're anticipating, because of the higher recruitment this year, we're going to be significantly higher than what we've got there. And so these are our estimates from our late winter surveys. You can see, that one didn't pop up, sorry. We're going to be doing, again, this year in 2024, or this coming year in 2024, we're going to be doing some more flights. And you can see the vast majority of kind of around the Jasper Burn area. And we're going to take all of this information and put those into the latest population estimates and for the projections for the future. So we'll be bringing that to y'all as soon as we get it all done. And so that's all I have for right now.
Very good. Any questions for Byron? Commissioner Bees.
Commissioner Bees here. With the increase in population and the herd migrates down to the Jasper Burn area, are we seeing like enough forage and stuff for the elk in the wintertime? Are they hanging in there enough where we're not having concerns with not having enough forage for them there?
Well, I know this year forage was excellent, especially for the spring leading into it. And so my anticipation would be it shouldn't be that big of an issue this year.
With our herd increase, where do you see our population jumping up to? Are we going to hit that 8,000 head level or to where we need to maybe do some more cow harvest? Or what are you predicting there?
That would be a tough one to say right now. We're hoping that they don't go above, but that's one of those things that we should know around January of after we fly. We'll be doing the population models right after that, and we should hopefully have a better estimate as to where we're going with it.
Yes. Commissioner Spring.
Commissioner Spring here. I was wondering on the, you were saying that you were limiting the amount of elk in Custer State Park at 500. Is that what, correct?
Between 500 and 600 individuals.
I see. Has the buffalo herd increased enough that, previously back in the 80s, they run over 1,000 to 1,200 elk in the park, and I was just wondering why it was cut back to that amount, because in the 80s they sold up to 60 licenses in the park. I was just wondering why the change was from what it used to be.
I've been here since February, so I'd have to probably defer to John Canta or some.
Phone a friend.
Yeah, so sorry.
I was just wondering why, if the habitat was still there, why it was not, the herd wasn't brought back up to where it used to be.
I'll come up here and try and bail Byron out here.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, so the history as you alluded to, is, back in the early 2000s, we were in that 900 to 1100 range, right? So we had definitely a lot more elk. We harvested a bunch of cows due to landowner concerns east of the park. That population was lowered significantly down to where historically, if you look at, we were down in that 150 to 200 range. We did a study from 2011, 2015, figure out what's going on. We had a lot of mountain lion predation on elk calves, preventing this population to grow. We implemented the hound season in Custer State Park, started killing some more cats, started to see the population rebound. Now we've been in that 400 to 500 range here the last several years. One of the hypotheses why staying at that lower level is chronic wasting disease prevalence rate potentially is higher, lowering the adult cow elk survival rate. Another potential hypothesis is the elk aren't staying in the park. They could be moving out into some of these other units. One of the things we're going to do is we're going to put some GPS collars on elk in Custer State Park this winter and in Unit 4. So we're going to get some movement data. We're going to get some prevalence data, rate data with chronic wasting disease too. So we're hoping, bear with us, to get some more answers to those questions on why our population is at its number.
At the rate... What rate is the chronic wasting disease, percentage-wise, of what you figure are lost every year?
So right now we're basing it on hunter harvest elk and anything that we randomly pick up that's out there. So the sample sizes aren't great. We'd have to probably discuss the actual numbers with Andy Lindblom or Steve Griffin, but it's higher than what it was back in the early 2011, 12, 13 range. We know it's higher. I think based on samples, it's in that 6 to 7% right now. Maybe it's higher, but we're going to get a lot better data on that. So we're going to bear with us. We'll have more information this winter on that.
Thank you.
Director Kirschman.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tom Kirschman, Director of Wildlife Division. I just wanted to add, as Byron talked about the survey that's coming up this winter, that is one that we do every 3 to 4 years that we started and implemented at the time of doing the first elk management plan. And that survey is a complete survey of the Black Hills. And there was a lot of discussion around that, but that is probably the starting point that really allowed us to provide this population objective and have a good understanding of what our numbers are in the Black Hills. It's been a big part of the management plan. It's something we do in about every 3 to 4 year rotation. And it was a big part of our conversations as we put that management plan together. So a critical piece of information. It's something that's ongoing, but we only do it every 3 to 4 years. It's not necessary to do it on an annual basis. And then we use harvest data, population data, some of the information that Byron shared with you earlier this morning to project that population in between the time intervals that we do that survey. It's a very intense survey over about a 3 week period, give or take. A couple of helicopters, a lot of staff time and effort. It's a very strategic approach. And it does, it's a substantial investment from a financial resource, but one that is very, very imperative when it comes to elk management and providing licenses and working with all of our partners out there. And when I say partners, that means from obviously our sportsmen and women that enjoy the outdoor resource. We're talking about private landowners, we're talking about permittees, we're talking about federal agencies, so on and so forth. And that survey is probably the cornerstone of a lot of our conversation when it comes to elk and elk management numbers in the Black Hills. So for a few new commissioners, I just wanted to give a little bit of background on that survey because it's a very, very important one that we do every 3 years or so and provides the baseline information for our population.
A quick question. It was the last survey, or maybe the second to last survey, the winter aerial survey data. There was CSP and then Wyoming next to it. Do we go into Wyoming as well? Kind of the.
Yes, ma'am. There's Wyoming provides us with funds to fly some of the areas over there in Wyoming of the Black Hills.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Any other questions, Commissioner Beast?
Commissioner Beast. So when we survey over into Wyoming, we know that those elk migrate back and forth from Wyoming into South Dakota. Are those elk numbers part of our Black Hills numbers, or are they kept, are they separate because when we count them, they're in Wyoming?
To the best of my knowledge, it's separate. We will do the Black Hills and all of our harvest units, so that's what we calculate.
Any other questions? Very good. Thank you very much. Good information. We will continue down our agenda. Number 20, we have Jake Davis with us for a